In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. It's a very simple question for Commanders fans. Does anything about the Dallas Cowboys scare you heading into their matchup with the Commanders this weekend?
Yes. I can list.
What scares you?
If I was a paranoid guy, or if I was a coach, this is what I would highlight to the guys.
Okay.
First of all, Micah Parsons has been in the conversation for like defensive player of the year the last few years. He's been banged up this year, but he's back. He had 2 sacks last week in limited action. Right? Maybe didn't do anything last night. But
all right. So that's,
he's still,
I guess,
Micah
one thing,
Parsons.
One potential
right?
concern.
They have CeeDee Lamb, who even though he may be banged up. You know, he had basically 100 yards, 8 catches last week, 12 targets. Did you see Kavante Turpin? Did you see him take off that kind of speed?
I did see Kavante Turpin. Yes,
that guy's got
that.
Speed.
He does, but he's
so.
Mainly,
I mean, you got to account for him.
He's mainly a special teams player, and now Dallas is the point of their season, which is crumbled, where they're just trying anything. So, like, to me, that's more of a one off than anything.
To answer your question, Cakes, it is a layup. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, if you look at the team statistically, they're giving up 29.3 points per game. That's 31st in the league. They're a bottom-tier team scoring. They only score 18.7 points per game. They cannot run the football.
No, that's a
brought
huge
back
problem.
Zeke, he's terrible. Dowdle, 10 carries for 28 yards yesterday. They're 31st in the league in terms of rushing yards. Individual players, sure. They've got a couple of individual players who are talented, like CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. And, yeah, Turpin looked super fast yesterday. But overall, that team is in a death spiral. We talked about this earlier. They might go to Trey Lance because...
Like, what do you have to lose at this point?
Cooper Rush is 30.
Right.
You know...
At least see what Trey Lance can do when he's given a start in a full game. Now, could he face plant? Against an improving Commanders defense? Sure. But again, you're 3-7. You're not going anywhere.
You look at these last 5 losses, they got absolutely destroyed, obliterated by the Lions, 47-9.
Mm-hmm.
Had kind of a close game against the Niners, 30-24. Falcons game was close, 27-21. But the last 2 weeks, Eagles, Texans, 34-6, 34-10.
Well, the trend, the common thread there is those are Cooper Rush starts.
Well, basically, it's not changing. Unless it goes to Trey Lance.
They literally have no chance of competing and or winning a game if Cooper Rush starts a game.
So, yes, it is a layup.
2-game sample size.
Historically, this team has lost layups, but this is supposed to be a different regime, a different time with Jaden Daniels, with Dan Quinn, with Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt. It's supposed to be different. So, it should be a decisive win for Washington.
Dallas has been outscored by 106 points. The only two teams that are worse, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Carolina Panthers. Mm. That's it.
It's kind of amazing. It's still an NFC East rival. I remember years where we've been horrible and we pulled off upsets. I just don't think it's a layup. It might be an easy free throw.
Crazy thing is,
I don't think it's a layup.
Crazy thing is, that team won the division last year.
May not be a layup, but it's to me, it's like a 4 foot bunny in the lane. Like it's not a dunk or a layup, but it's
maybe like
it's
a
damn
short
close.
Jump hook or something.
It's like a putback.
All right, let's
go. Rebound putback.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Annapolis. Michael, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
I am 100% in alignment with you on what makes me nervous are two things. The 1-15 season when Dallas beat us once. I know that we should dominate this game, but until I see it regularly from this team putting down hard the teams they should put down, I'm nervous. And I'm also nervous about...
Hold on, Michael, before you make your next point, you're telling me you're actually nervous because... Yeah. Of something that didn't that happen in 1989?
Yeah, but there are other instances. There are other instances.
Okay, that's so long ago.
Well, you lost to Tommy DeVito last year.
You said it was impossible.
No, no. Here's the problem. I was betting on a Ron-led team.
Right, that's what I said. It should be different.
That was dumb of me to do that.
It should be different.
This is a way different product.
It should be better leadership. You know, one thing about the Cowboys, they got blasted last night 34-10. But if you actually look at some of the statistics, they were within 3 yards of the Texans. It was 391 to 388. Now, you can argue garbage yards, whatever. 14 of the points for the Texans was late. You had the missed Aubrey field goal. Should have been 17-13 at the half. It was just 3-0 in the third quarter. So, you know, it was maybe closer than it looks like. Because when you see 34-10, and you just say, well, that's just a blowout. They actually had more first downs than the Texans last night.
I don't care about any of those. I don't care about any of those stats that you're regurgitating to me because that game was completely dominated by the Houston Texans.
All right, so here's my other point.
You're still on?
Jaden was not protected well last week. And with those ribs, Micah Parsons is scaring the hell out of me. That, you know, strip sack, fumble, TD, and all of a sudden they have hope. And Jaden's down, and we're Mariota based, and that's just making me nervous. That O line better be on point and double team him all night long.
All right. Well, I mean, if Micah Parsons goes from one tackle in the box score this past weekend,
well, you don't think he's capable?
He's capable, but
you're writing off Micah Parsons.
Okay. For this upcoming weekend, I don't see him going from making one tackle in a blowout to all of a sudden being a demon that has 8 or 9 tackles and 2 sacks and a strip sack fumble.
So do you think he's like lost it?
I just think he's making his way back from an injury and he's not close to 100%.
Right. He had 2 sacks the game before.
It's fine.
What was that? Just fluky?
You know what I am? A non-believer in the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
As they're currently constructed.
I don't think Micah's a big tackles guy generally.
Yeah, a lot of those guys.
He's not a big tackles guy like last year.
You know what? He wasn't a big sacks guy last night either.
Oh, I'm just saying, last year, 17 games.
You guys can
play full combat. He only had 64 tackles.
You guys want to glaze Micah Parsons all day? Go right ahead. I'm just telling you,
a fearsome player.
I don't think he's going to have a huge impact on this weekend's game.
I mean he may not, but I mean, he's a freaking great player. Still, he's probably under 25.
He's a great player when he's
at 100%. It's not like he's 30.
He's 25.
He's 25 years old. You're writing him off like he's ancient.
I'm writing him off for this week. Now, if he goes out and has 3 sacks and is a game changer and a game record, then I'll have egg on my face.
All right, let's go to Chris.
It won't be the first time.
In Manassas. Chris, what's up? It's so dangerous, the game you're playing. Chris!
Yeah. All right, so now I'm going to take Micah Parsons for 5 sacks.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys
right.
to win by 2 touchdowns.
Okay, you do
I'm
that.
A Commanders fan.
You go ahead and do that. You're going to be a big loser at the end of the day if you do that.
You're just betting against cakes, right?
Hey, by the way, on Monday, didn't you admit that you benched you're the fantasy guru. Didn't you admit that you like benched like a whole bunch of players and they got you like 3 points or minus 7 points and the other guy takes 75 points?
You're correct. I'm trying to compartmentalize that. I made a lineup error. It cost me a game. It cost me a matchup.
What was it? You benched Taysom Hill?
I benched Taysom Hill for TJ Hawkinson. TJ Nubbinson. It didn't work out well. I played Taysom in one league.
I knew as soon as you said that about Ovechkin yesterday, he was going down.
Oh, I'm I'm so sure yeah, you knew
I'm
that.
Sure.
Looking back at his body of work over 20 seasons, where he's missed a total of 35
Buddy,
games
you're the biggest
due to injury, he never gets injured. I'm sure that you knew that.
You're the biggest mush of all time, and you know it.
All right, thank you, Chris.
How dare you, sir. God, I'm praying that Ovi's day to day, not week to week.
I like that Cakes is
confident.
This confident about a game, not necessarily about players' health,
yeah,
but in terms of games. I love this. I love this bravado.
I've never been more confident for the Commanders to beat the Dallas Cowboys than I am for them to beat this iteration that's coming in this
weekend. Were you just as confident against Tommy DeVito?
Of course he was.
I was pretty confident. Confidence was high. I agreed to take a marinara bath. Because that Goomba came in and beat Ron's team.
He said it was. He did the old. He loves to say it's physically impossible. I'm saying that you did that for Tommy DeVito. It was physically impossible for Tommy DeVito.
What if we bring a mechanic? Will you ride a mechanical bull in here? That's funny.
Sure,
Dallas wins.
I've always kind of wanted to try my hand at a mechanical bull.
You got to wear a thong and ride a mechanical bull.
We can't even get an omelet maker in the break room. You think we're gonna get a mechanical bull out here where all the cubicles are?
You know that there's definitely a subgenre on YouTube of like Brazilian girls in thongs riding mechanical bulls.
I'm guessing you've seen that.
Your algorithm is so tainted.
It showed up
you have
on
the
my thing.
Yeah. Algorithm
it just showed up out of nowhere.
Yep.
Do you think I typed that in?
Yeah, what did you search?
I don't know. It was right next to chiropractor videos.
Big butt bull. Hey, if you're searching bull, you got some shady searches.
All right, let's go to JT in Centerville. JT, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Josh. What's that?
What's up?
JT.
Hey, listen, man. A couple things. First of all, I ain't scared of nothing about this version of Dallas. Secondly, all these fans is calling in. They're afraid of this, afraid of that. He ain't lived the last 35 years. Everybody must be under 30 that's calling your show. They win it. We're going to get a W. It might be 1 point. I don't care. 1 point is enough. Not only, everybody's talking about Michael Parsons and this and that. The Cowboys suck. They suck. They suck at the beginning of the season. They suck now. My 11-year-old son calls games better than anybody I know. And he told me the Cowboys are the worst team in the league.
He should tell you have a bubbly sounding phone. I don't know. Like, are you calling from an aquarium? What is happening?
The Cowboys suck as much as his phone.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that is true is that this is what the Skins do. They actually had this year, and this is what you're supposed to do. They've been beating up on the bad teams.
Right.
So if that trend continues, we should be fine.
Now, totally different team, totally different season. But last year, the Cowboys pretty much pounded the Commanders 45-10 and 38-10.
Well, I'm guessing both of those games they had Dak Prescott under center for that game.
Pretty confident.
And their defense wasn't a shell of its former self.
It was Dak Prescott. It was also Sam Howell.
Right. You know that Cooper Rush threw for like 354 yards last night. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but most
doesn't
people say
he
didn't.
Doesn't me one bit.
He didn't play well. He didn't
doesn't
play well.
Shatter my confidence well. One iota.
But if he throws for 354 against us, I don't think that bodes well.
He's might not, have Marshawn Lattimore.
He's EB. Not throwing. He's, you know what? It's impossible to throw for 354 when you're nailed to the bench because Mike McCarthy, that big oaf, is going to say, Trey Lance, go out and try to save our season.
Mm. Trey Lance.
Hey, wouldn't it be so fitting
if Trey Lance came in and had an amazing game?
Yeah, and Cakes is the Trey Lance truther. He's always has been.
I'd be very conflicted.
And then he comes in and then beats the Commanders. And then Cakes has to ride the bull in his thong.
No, I never agreed to it in a thong. You're just throwing that in. It's physically impossible for the number two overall pick, Jaden Daniels, okay, stud, to be beaten by an also-ran number third stringer. The guy I used to wave the flag for, and I'm embarrassed about it, Trey Lance. It will never happen.
Do you know
on his home field? Never will happen. I'm doubling down on it, Valdez. I don't care. I don't care if it's a negative count I'm betting into. I'm doubling down. All the chips are going in. What do I have to lose? Everybody hates me already. I said Ovi never gets injured. He goes out and gets injured. Or, sorry, hurt. Hopefully he got hurt, not injured.
Against Houston, in his rookie year, he was 16 of 23. He completed 70% of his passes, 250 yards, two touchdowns.
You're talking about
a quarterback rating of 116. So he's actually done it before. He's actually had a good game
before. Okay, that's fine. Everybody has an outlier good game here and there.
Right.
He sucks.
I agree.
He can't beat out Cooper Rush. I know he sucks if he can't beat out the dude that was on display last night. And he ain't beating the Commanders here this weekend.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever quarterback comes out and plays for the Cowboys, not beating the Commanders this weekend at home.
Whew. All right.
There you have it.
You know what to do, people.
Fade me.
Call all your books.
Fade me at your peril. Go ahead. Load up on the Cowboys. I freaking dare you to do it. Daring you. All of you. All of you out there. Hmm. All right. When we come back, we will talk about why pickleball apparently all of a sudden is a contact sport. And don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Brian Robinson from the Commanders, who are going to win this weekend. He'll join us coming up at 9 a.m.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.